Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hugh Grant. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Hugh John Mungo Grant. From the 9th of September 1960 to the 9th of September 2021. The main man is 61 years old. It's Digory Way, it's Oscar Beardmore Gray here yet again to celebrate Hugh Grant's birthday. Oscar, how in the bloody hell are you doing today, mate?
I'm doing very well, Dixon. I mean, this is my favourite day of the year, Hugh Grant's birthday.
Oscar, we asked you this last year. What do you think he's doing today?
Well, he might be out on the tube again, Diggs, because this week we had some, I love this, fan intel.
Yes.
Where a fan sent in a photo of Hugh on what I would guess to be the Hammersmith and City line through Hammersmith. He was looking very dapper. And
he was looking incredible.
And he didn't look bothered at all, did he? That he probably just had like every man and his dog taking a photo of him. But I mean, this is the beauty of Hugh Grant. And also, I feel like a lot of celebrities in London is that, you know, in London, it's easier to get around on the tube than to go in a fancy car or something, or even a taxi.
Yeah.
So Hugh's obviously pretty comfortable about just hopping on the underground and going from A to B.
Wonderful, Paul. Thank you very much, Paul, for sending that in. Paul snapped the pic. Yes, he's on the subway, he's on the underground. And someone said to me, like, oh, Hugh Grant, surely he can afford a car. And I was like, yeah, but you don't understand. In London, car, yeah, you might be able to afford one, but like it's probably going to be slower because, yeah, the underground, there's no traffic. Two things from that photo though, like obviously looking amazing and stuff, but also, second thing, no mask. Thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, in the UK at the moment, you don't have to wear a mask, but you are meant to wear one on the London Underground, aren't you?
Yes. You are indeed. TFL, Transport for London. It's the rules on there. You do need to wear a mask. I mean, let me be real. No one really enforces it. I've seen, you know, like staff from TFL, police, just like watch people go through. And particularly if it's Hugh Grant. I mean, look, he's so beautiful. You don't want to like mask that beautiful face. So fair play to the lad. But also, you know, I reckon he just forgot.
Yeah.
He just forgot.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly. But Oscar, I also wanted to get your thoughts on this because I typed, you know, obviously I was doing some research today because we know last year we spoke about how we thought Hugh Grant, you know, he loves a party. And we know this year he's back in the UK, spotted on the underground. He's probably got some sort of party planned. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. The comedian Sarah Pascoe recently on Alan Davies' show As Yet Untitled on Dave on the UK told a little story about how she performed at Hugh Grant's party.
Mm.
Hugh Grant, the movie star, apparently hates his birthday. So what his friends do every year is arrange a party he will not enjoy. Now, we haven't heard this from Hugh Grant himself. He does talk about the parties, you know, where he hosts his own parties for his birthday, where he invites all his mates round, and they invite people that used to rob his house. You know, do you remember this?
That's a great story.
Because obviously he does a lot of work with Byline Investigates and, you know, obviously lots of like anti-Rupert Murdoch stuff and anti-tabloid press stuff. But a lot of the people that used to hack his phone and stuff now are part of these organisations, and now they come round his house and they're like, oh yeah, I stole your toaster. Anyway, but we haven't heard about these parties that his friends throw him that he doesn't enjoy. But it sounds very Hugh Grant. He hates his birthday. I'm sure that's true. Apparently, there's a theme each year, and this theme was things that Hugh Grant didn't like. And for Sarah Pascoe, that was her. So she was paid £300. Hugh Grant was told to expect a stripper. They told Sarah to perform 30 minutes of her most feminist set because Hugh Grant would obviously hate it. When she was performing her set, apparently Hugh Grant was visibly distressed. He hated the whole 30 minutes. And although it should have been Sarah's worst performance ever and been the worst crowd, everyone was laughing so much at Hugh not liking it. Apparently it was quite a good set. So this whole thing was crazy. And, you know, she went away and it was all fine. She did it for the story because apparently other people, she wasn't the first person to ask. Lots of other people turned it down because they were like, obviously, like, why would you do that? But she was like, well, I want the money and the story. Anyway, Next year, she's invited back again. And she was like, why have I been invited? And they said, well, the theme this year is people who Hugh Grant thinks are mad. So there you go. That's, we know at least one party he had at some point.
That's a great story. I mean, I can see that, just Hugh absolutely seething at the fact that his mates have organised another party, which he just, you know, he hates. But I mean, fair play to Sarah Pascoe. I can imagine that would be a slightly intimidating environment to go into. Hopefully her and Hugh had a laugh about it after.
I hope so. Because, I mean, that's the thing. Part of that story makes me feel sad inside. You know, the idea that he, you know, they've invited someone and then been like, say your most feminist stuff, because that would really annoy him. Because obviously I want Hugh Grant to be a feminist, because I want him to be a, you know, hot liberal daddy. But, you know, you can't have everything. You can't have everything. But Oscar, I think also what we'll do today is, you know, we've talked about his birthdays and stuff. Last year, obviously, go back and listen to that episode. We talked about our favourite moments in every decade that Hugh Grant's been alive, because he's born rather perfectly in 1960. So we did our favourite moment in each decade from then on. Obviously, we struggled quite a lot with her. His career wasn't really active in 1960 to 1969. So we struggled to find one for that. But of course, we did. So go back and listen to that. But this year, I just looked up Hugh Grant quiz online. And I thought what we could do, along with listeners at home, if you do want to make this interactive, get out a pencil and a piece of paper, and you can do this quiz along with us. Are you up for doing a Hugh Grant quiz?
100%. And this is where we have everyone in the background going, yes!
Yeah, exactly.
Are you really up for the quiz?
Yes! Okay, here we go. Oh my God, this is so tough already. So there's going to be 12 questions. This is multiple choice. Oscar, what do you think we're going to get in this? I mean, should we be upset if we don't get full marks?
I think we should be upset if we don't get at least 95%.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, let's do this. Question number one. Hugh Grant has appeared with Julia Roberts in ... Runaway Bride and Bridget Jones, Notting Hill and About a Boy, Love Actually and Notting Hill, Notting Hill Only.
I think it's Notting Hill Only, isn't it?
I think so, true. Runaway Bride, was he even in that shit?
I don't think so.
She definitely wasn't in About a Boy, and I'm pretty sure she wasn't in Love Actually. If she was, she was a minor part.
We're locking in D, Notting Hill.
Nice. Okay, perfect. Question number two. Hugh Grant has made two films with Emma Thompson. True or false? I think this is a trick question, this one.
You think it's one?
I think it's...
You think it's none?
No. I think it's more than two.
When you say made, as in direct, like, starred in together, or what does that mean?
Oh, I think that's just starred in together. And we know that's...
Well, it's more... Yeah.
It's like five or something
It's like five. What we got? Sense of Sensibility, yeah. Love Actually.
Yeah. The what's the one? Remains of the Day,
yes. And there's a couple more.
They're
escaping me.
Yeah, exactly. But I think there's at least minimum five. False for that one. They're trying to get us there, and they won't do it. Oh God, this is tough. This is mental. In one of his films, question three. In one of his films, he is given the nickname ... A. Flopsy. B. Floppy. C. Flip. Or D. Flappy. Jesus. That's hard.
Say them again.
Flopsy, Floppy, Flip, or Flappy.
I think it's either Flopsy or Floppy. I think Flopsy.
Do you reckon?
I think he's given... Isn't he maybe given the nickname Flopsy in something like Notting Hill very briefly for his haircut?
Let's go with Flopsy. Because Floppy seems too obvious. Because we always call him, we say he's got floppy hair. But so let's go with Flopsy. That one's bloody hard, though. Don't just say in one of his films. Say which film as well. That would really help us out. Okay, this hopefully will get us back on track. In Love Actually, Hugh played the Prime Minister, the shopkeeper, the waiter, or the American President. I think we all remember he, of course, played the Prime Minister. Question number five. In Love Actually, Hugh's love interest was played by Emma Thompson, Martine McCutcheon, Keira Knightley, or Julia Roberts?
Of course, it was our favourite Martine.
Fantastic. Martine McCutcheon. Indeed. He didn't get with Keira Knightley. That would have been strange. Emma Thompson was his sister in the film. And Julia Roberts was in Notting Hill. So we'll move on to question number 6. Hugh usually stars in which genre of films? That's fucked up. This is such a shit quiz. Okay. What do you mean usually stars? I mean, this is so stupid. Okay. A, horror. He has been in a couple of horror films. B, comedy. He's been in many comedies. C, thriller. Not too many of those. D, romantic comedy. You can't
These people are taking Hugh for granted. Jesus.
Exactly. This quiz is taking him for granted.
They've only watched Notting Hill and Love Actually, and then they made this quiz, didn't they?
Exactly. Right. What do we reckon? Romantic comedy?
Obviously.
Question number 7. We're over halfway through. Which of these stars have not worked together in a film? Hugh Grant and Jude Law. Hugh Grant and Rachel Weisz. Hugh Grant and Ben Kingsley. Hugh Grant and Alan Rickman. That's a good one, that.
That is a good one, but for us, it's pretty easy.
Pretty easy, yeah. So, Hugh Grant and Rachel Weisz have been together in...
About a Boy.
Hugh Grant and Ben Kingsley have been together in...
Morris.
Hugh Grant and Alan Rickman have been together in...
Love Actually and A Very Shite Adventure.
A Very Shite Adventure, exactly. Hugh Grant and Jude Law are yet to act together. That's a good question, that one. All right, next one. Hugh Grant was born in... Oh, London, England. New York. Oxford, England. Or Edinburgh, Scotland.
I mean, you answered... That one's easy.
Is it London, England?
No. Yeah, definitely is.
It must be.
In Hammersmith.
Yeah, exactly. I just got a bit worried there because, I don't know, I freaked
Maybe
out.
Maybe he'd be one of those people whose dad worked in the Navy or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was born at sea. Question number 9. This is a good one. What year was he born? 1958, 1965, 1960, or 1962?
Well, I mean, we had a scare last year, didn't we, Diggs, when some moron... Some hacker changed Hugh Grant's Wikipedia page to make him born in like 1957 or something. They thought it'd be funny to make him 3 years older than he actually is.
Exactly. That, let me tell you now, was not very funny. I did not appreciate that one bit. So yes, 1960. We almost had to perform a IMDb Pro style tirade.
Protest.
Yeah, exactly, upon Wikipedia. For those of you that don't know, Hugh Grant was wrongly listed as having acted in a terrible film called I'm Still Here, done by Joaquin Phoenix and Casey Affleck. And we had to... We
removed his IMDb credit.
It's quite incredible. We sent them a strongly worded email to which they responded rather quickly because they were afraid of the hidden threats that we had littered throughout the content. All right, let's move on. Number 10, this is a good one. Hugh Grant studied at university in Oxford, England, Cambridge, England, Yale, USA, Harvard, USA.
I love how they think he's some kind of like, you know, American sweetheart who charmed his way through Harvard or something.
Yeah, and he was born in New York.
It's not like the movies.
No, it's not. It is like the movie Privilege, though, in which he is an Oxford student. So he studied at university in Oxford, England. Number 11. We're almost there. Oh, this is a great question. Which actress did Hugh form his production company, Simian Films, with? A, Liv Tyler. B, Elizabeth Hurley.
Nice.
C, Kate Winslet. Or D, Renee Zellweger.
That's a good question. Of course, it was Liz.
It's Liz Hurley. B, wonderful stuff. And last question, 12. Which of these English films has Hugh not appeared in? Oh, this is a good question. A, The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill But Came Down a Mountain. B, Four Weddings and a Funeral. C, Morris. Or D, The Mother.
It is D, The Mother.
You're absolutely right. Now, I'm going to just quickly scroll back up. The one that's going to get us here is 3. In one of his films, he was given the nickname A, Flopsy. B, Floppy. C, Flip. Or D, Flappy. Now, if we get this wrong and you at home have got this right, congratulations. Because that is a hard one. I think we lock in Flopsy though, don't we?
I think it is Flopsy. And I think it's from Notting Hill. But I may be wrong.
I think you're right. And I think that guy calls him it. The guy's going out with the woman in a wheelchair.
Hmm.
Okay. All right.
Big moment.
I click submit. Here we go. It's loading. No. 92%.
What happened?
11 out of 12, correct.
Damn.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm going to be sick. Oh, my word, Oscar. Question 3, can I just say, is completely correct. In one of his films, he was given the nickname Flopsy. They don't tell us which film, but well done to you, Oscar. So apparently, according to this quiz, we've got another one of them wrong. And I'm going to tell you which one we got wrong according to this bullshit quiz.
Is it number 2 with Emma Thompson?
It's number 2 with Emma Thompson. I don't believe it. They are wrong. They are wrong. Hugh Grant. Look, you can hear me furiously typing. This is insane.
What have they said as the answer? 2.
They just said you answered false, correct answer true. Love Actually and Sense of Sensibility. They don't know what they're fucking talking about.
We should complain to this whoever made this quiz, Diggs.
Absurdtrivia.com. You're a bunch of jokers, a bunch of flopsy clowns. I'm absolutely fuming. Right. The remains of the day. They also starred in Impromptu together.
Of course, Impromptu.
So we've got Love Actually, Sense and Sensibility, The Remains of the Day, Impromptu. I don't know why I feel like it's 5, but in my head it's 5. But it's definitely 4.
I think you're right, Diggs. It must be a fleeting in something else. What was it?
God, this quiz makes me sick. It says here, report an error. I'll do this afterwards and I'll absolutely berate them.
I don't know if this counts. It probably doesn't count. But she's in Bridget Jones's Baby and Hugh is a photo. Hugh and Bridget Jones's Baby.
Of course. Isn't she she's the doctor?
Yes.
So they starred in 4.5 films together. But yes, there you go. I'm very annoyed about that. But yes, Oscar, how are you going to spend Grantmas Day?
I wish I was able to go down to Hammersmith and Fulham and go and pay Hugh a visit, but I will be going sort of in that direction. I'm going into London and then I'm taking the train to Cambridge, Hugh's arch rival university. So I've got to be on my best behaviour.
Well, or be on your worst behaviour and go and, you know, shit the place up a bit.
Trash the place.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
How about yourself?
I will, you know, listen, what's so wonderful about today is that the sun is shining. It is September the 9th. It's London, England, and the sun is shining today. The summer has decided to turn up weirdly as autumn is basically beginning. And I think what I'm going to do in this wonderful weather is sit inside and watch Notting Hill.
Have you got your candle?
I've got the Hugh Grant candle. I've got the Hugh Grant cutout. I've got the Hugh Grant t-shirt on. I've got the Hugh Grant autobiography. I've got the lot. I'm going to put all them in my bed with me. I'm going to put Notting Hill on. That is the only way to spend a Grantmas, I think. And that's what I'll be doing today.
Brilliant.
Listener, I hope you have just as good a day as we're going to have. Merry Grantmas. Happy 61st birthday to Hugh John Mungo Grant. And we'll see you for another episode of Taking You For Granted very, very soon.
See you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the end of Kiss. We hope you feel very Kiss about you, bro. Kiss. And everything is very Kiss. And now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Hugh's News is a Taking Hugh For Granted production and is produced, edited, and presented by Diggory Waite and Oscar Beardmore Gray. The producers of Taking Hugh For Granted would like to state that this podcast is in no way associated with the actor Hugh John Mungo Grant, nor does it endorse his views or represent him in any way. Instead, by creating this podcast, Oscar and Diggory hope to celebrate Hugh's illustrious career, reliving his old classics and shedding light on some of his hidden gems. Hugh, if you're listening, we hope you approve.